And now, the rest of the story. Ms. Harwood was running for mayor. Now, it was not as controversial a campaign as it might have been, considering the watershed legislation currently before the Texas State Legislature. In fact, things had never been more quiet approaching an election in the entire history of the town of Marble Falls. Ms. Harwood was the middle-aged wife of a local doctor. Her children were grown. Her family was well-liked. She was a shrewd politician, and yet her ideas completely satisfied neither feminists nor reactionaries. In a newspaper article explaining her motives for entering the campaign, Ms. Harwood wrote, quote, "A woman's first duty is to her home and children. When she's raised them up to take their place in the world, it's then her duty to turn to her state and there help make and enforce the laws that'll make it a fit place for her children." Her opponent, Thomas Jay, was a respected man, but he lacked spirit. He found it difficult to capture the public's imagination. To a friend prior to the election, he confided that he'd be just as happy if Ms. Harwood won. And as the campaign progressed, it seemed that sentiment was shared by an increasing number of voters, particularly when it was announced that Harwood had the personal endorsement of the President of the United States. That's right. Of the Marble Falls mayoralty, she said, "Our wealthier citizens don't want the job, and a poor man can't afford it. Therefore, a woman is ideally suited to give such responsibilities undivided attention." Her platform was laden with political platitudes. Her slogan was "a better, cleaner, bigger, more progressive town." In campaign rhetoric, she amplified, "For everything that's progressive, for everything that's moral, for everything that's spiritual, for everything that's just, I'm ready to serve you." And most interesting of all, Ms. Harwood believed every word of it. And so did the citizens of Marble Falls. And in April, she was elected by a margin of 46 votes in a town where only 112 people turned out at the polls. That was a pretty big margin. The final tally was Thomas J. 33, Ms. Harwood 79. It was a landslide. After 20 popular years in public office, Orphelia Crosby Harwood was appointed judge of the municipal court. And that she was appointed by an all-male commission was singularly unimpressive, considering the feat that she had accomplished in Marble Falls, Texas, back in April of 1917. You see, Bertie Harwood was the first woman mayor that Marble Falls had ever had. And her campaign caught the attention of President Woodrow Wilson and elicited his presidential endorsement for her candidacy. And there was something even more remarkable than that. If elected, she would become the first female mayor in all American history. And she did. In the days when the issue of equal suffrage was as yet undecided, it was barely even before the state legislature of Texas. No, you're understanding correctly. That's precisely what I meant to say. Bertie Harwood, the doctor's wife, became the United States' first woman mayor before any woman in the country could possibly have voted for her. And now you know the rest of the story.